From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Many people may still be wary of going on big buying binges, but November did bring a moderate boost in spending. The Commerce Department says consumer spending went up 0.4% last month. Analyst Hugh Johnson says that small uptick means a lot.
Spending by consumers has been probably a little bit stronger than anybody had expected earlier in the year, and certainly even in the summer. So personal spending is a good number.
Incomes grew 0.3% in November, pushed up by gains in stock portfolios. When it comes, though, to wages and salaries, those things barely budged. The 111th Congress is history. The lame duck session adjourned last night, and as NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats managed to produce several pieces of major legislation.
The Congress that served in the first 2 years of the Obama administration enacted much of the new president's agenda. That included a huge economic stimulus package, a major expansion of health care coverage, revisions of both financial regulations and food safety rules, the repeal of a ban on openly gay service members, and ratification of a nuclear arms pact with Russia. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid touted those accomplishments as Congress adjourned last night.
We've been productive beyond any historical measure. We cannot forget the context. We've had to do more with less, passing some of the most major legislation in history with the least bipartisan cooperation in history.
It could be a heavier lift for Reid come January when Republicans take control of the House and 5 more seats in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A federal judge in Kentucky has upheld the ability of the Labor Department to force into federal court mining companies that persistently ignore safety rules. NPR's Howard Berkus says the ruling comes in a case involving Massey Energy, which owns the mine in West Virginia, where 29 coal miners died in April.
Massey Energy's Freedom No. 1 mine in Kentucky is the focus of the ruling, which bolsters the first-ever attempt by the Labor Department to seek federal court supervision of a coal mine considered too dangerous to operate. Freedom was targeted after Massey allegedly failed to address repeated and persistent safety problems. Massey moved to dismiss the case, arguing that the Labor Department needed to exhaust other corrective remedies first. But U.S. District Judge Amal Tupar says the law is clear. The Labor Department can seek federal court intervention whenever it believes a continuing hazard exists. Massey is already closing the mine, but the judge also ruled that the case can proceed to trial because workers will potentially be exposed to danger for months as they dismantle and remove equipment. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
In addition to consumer spending, numbers are out today showing an increase in sales of new homes last month and a slight drop in first-time unemployment claims last week. It's leaving Wall Street mixed. The Dow is up 7 points to 11,568. The Nasdaq is down 5. This is NPR. 2 parcel bombs went off at embassies in Rome today. The first bomb exploded around noon local time at the Swiss embassy. The man who opened the package was hospitalized with serious hand injuries. About 3 hours later, an explosion happened at the Chilean embassy, injuring a person there. Police are now checking all embassies in the city, and Rome's mayor is calling the explosions a wave of terrorism. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. 3 men in Australia have been convicted of plotting a terror attack against an army base in Sydney. As Stuart Cohen reports, 2 others accused in the plot were acquitted.
The 5 men of Lebanese and Somali descent were arrested in August of last year after a 6-month investigation that involved hundreds of hours of phone taps that provided the bulk of the case against them. The men were recorded plotting a suicide mission on an army base on the outskirts of Sydney. They planned to attack the base with automatic weapons and keep shooting until they were killed themselves. Prosecutors showed video of the alleged ringleader inspecting the perimeter of the base. He was quoted on one of the recordings as referring to it as a soft target. The attack was intended as revenge for Australia's military involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 3-month trial was one of the country's longest. The jury spent a week deliberating and acquitted 2 of the men. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
People in Southern California may be finally putting away their umbrellas, but the rain's havoc isn't over. A spokesman for Los Angeles County says the ground in some parts of the foothills is so soaked it could move at any time. That threat will remain for several weeks, and mudslides are still a concern. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.